while quote unquote Christian, and I'm going to use that term very broadly, non-Islamic religious entities, churches, whatever, will sometimes read the Quran or have Quranic prayers said in their churches, have you ever heard or seen Muslims in a mosque holding any kind of joint celebration or worship service with Christians? Have you ever heard or seen a Muslim imam reading from the New Testament during any kind of service at a mosque? And of course, the answer to those two questions is no. So, Sam, my question to you is, what is causing this incredible blindness that keeps America? And when I say America, I'm talking about our national political leaders, but more specifically, our religious leaders. And of course, my primary interest is evangelical Christian leaders. What's keeping us from seeing not only the hypocrisy here that Islam never allows Christianity into its doors, but wants to be accepted in ours, but what's keeping us from seeing the hypocrisy, but more importantly, what's keeping us from seeing the critical danger that we're in at the present time?
Dave, I think there are two things. One, the refusal to agree that there is absolute truth is where the problem begins. If you do not believe that there is absolute truth, then you cannot believe, really, that there is absolute error. And that's really where I think a lot of this, Dave, has really started. If we walk away and say, when God says, thus saith the word of the Lord, and when God says what he says all through the scripture about the way to heaven being very narrow, and it's only through Jesus Christ, and broad is the way that leads to death, if we walk away from that and say, well, you know what? Jesus Christ really is too narrow. There must be other ways. If, you know, the only way a person can believe that there is any other possible equivalence to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Word of God is that they have bought into the lie of the devil, the wolf that's out there that says, well, always lead to heaven. How can you be so narrow? It's not a matter of being narrow, Dave. It's being a matter of being in agreement with the God of heaven who has alone laid out the plan of redemption through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And see, the great thing about it is that that message is the message that Islam or socialism or any others cannot offer. They have no hope. They lead to death. And the redemption through Jesus Christ is the hope of eternal life. That is what changes the lives of so many Muslims around the world when they come into, when they encounter that truth that there is, in fact, a loving God, not a God of hatred such as Allah is. When they come into that, for many of them, their lives have changed. So it's within that that when we walk away from the truth, we will embrace error. And for those who are caught in error, when they come to the truth, many come to the light as well.
Sam, one of the men that has been most adamant and most vocal about the redemption that is available in Jesus Christ is this young man, 34 years of age, when he passed away tragically of stomach cancer. His name was Nabil Qureshi, and he was a Muslim, came to faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord transformed his life, and he spoke with great candor, conviction, and courage about who Jesus is and the fact that the God of Islam is not the God of the Bible. And I would encourage you to look him up online, Nabil Qureshi, and watch some of his videos.